Let's get to Dear John. You can submit your questions, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. John spells J-O-N. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, U-Scan. Dear John, I went to the grocery store the other day, and I picked up a 12-pack of my favorite beer. Went to check out, wasn't very busy, and the U-Scan police clerk was dealing with another customer. As I approached the scan, I noticed $40 was hanging out. I grabbed the money, paid for my beer, used the change for lunch the next day. I feel guilty. If you saw the money, how would you have handled it?
Well, I would have given it to the whoever was in charge of that area and said, hey, if somebody comes back and says, I left this money, did you find anything? $40 to somebody could be a big deal. Maybe it's not. Maybe they have so much money they don't know that they left it laying around, but it's not mine. So I would go ahead and leave it at the store for whoever may come back to claim their cash.
What if it was only $5? Would you do the same
thing? I'd probably
thing?
Just let it sit there at that point. Yeah. It's not
just
mine.
Just curious.
Yeah.
So if you give it to the store,
mm-hmm.
it's not their money either. I think if someone's obviously present, they just walked away, you look around, hey, did anybody leave this? If not, it's your money as much as it's the store's money. And what I would do, I'd pay for my beer and I'd leave the rest as a pass it on to the next person kind of thing.
Pay you could it do forward. It.
Yeah, with somebody else's sort cash. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what somebody else did.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Let's assume the best.
Have you guys ever found money and kept it?
I don't think so.
No,
people
in fact,
carry cash really anymore.
I had this situation happen recently, but it was not $40. It was only $5. And we gave it to the clerk that was working that U-Scan area.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know
what she did with it. Did she pocket it? Maybe.
I don't think what they did was wrong. And I wouldn't be mad at you for your thought of pay for my beer and leave the change for the quote-unquote pay it forward. But that's just not what I would do.
So I actually did this once. I took cash out about 10 years ago. And then I forgot to take the money.
Yeah, you got like cash back and didn't grab the cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you go back to try to get it or
yes,
it was too late?
Nobody turned it in.
Of course not.
I've never done the, when they ask you, do you want cash back?
You haven't?
Never?
No.
What?
Gator?
Sometimes.
What's that?
Are you Gator?
No, I just,
yeah, seems like
if I
want
to get cash back, I'd go to an ATM.
Oh,
if
no.
I'm getting groceries. If you're already at the grocery store and you need a $20 bill or something. Yeah,
I've just never done it.
Oh, I do it quite often. Sometimes I go, instead of going to my bank or finding an ATM of my bank, I just go to the store, grab a pack of gum.
Is there no ATM fee? Like, if you get the cash back, is there no, like,
no fee.
$3
no
charge?
Oh, no. They've
is
started doing it.
Oh, yeah. Have they?
Have they? Oh, I haven't paid attention.
That's why you go to the bank now. But before they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I'm losing out. Okay, this is called a Virgo moment. My wife's oldest friend's birthday was yesterday, and so their friendship group threw her a birthday dinner at a restaurant. I was invited as a plus one. Now, here's the thing. I've never really liked this friend. She's just too dramatic and over the top for me. Always attributed everything to her star sign. Insufferable comes to mind if there's one word I could use to describe her. That said, I usually just ignore her and let her do whatever, you know, she's doing when we're in the same room. Yesterday, though, she was making a big deal because they got her dessert order wrong. Now, we did have to wait like 45 minutes for it to arrive. But other than that, she kept complaining to the group and then stopped herself and said she was having a Virgo moment, whatever that means. And I said under my breath, but clearly audible, you mean a tantrum. She asked me to repeat myself, so I did. And she asked what I meant by that, and I explained that there's no such thing as a Virgo moment, just a grown person throwing a tantrum. That turned into a little back and forth, ruined the mood, and my wife and I left early. I didn't think calling it a tantrum was wrong because that's what it was. Did I mess up?
Well, I probably would have kept the whole tantrum comment to myself, though it does sound like this has been something that's boiling up under the surface for some time. I'm not a big fan of people going to their astrological signs to explain away their behavior, or you're a good match for this person because your signs match up. All of that stuff seems a little hokey pokey to me. So I'm kind of with them, although I wouldn't have made a scene because when you leave early with your wife, that is probably not a quiet car ride home. No. Or if it is, then maybe that's even worse.
Or yeah, you're getting the silent treatment.
Yes.
Could be.
Yeah.
What is your star sign, John?
I don't know.
You don't know your sign?
No.
You're January like me. We're Aquarius.
Yeah. Aquarius. That's okay. Us. What are we supposed to be?
I don't know that.
That's the thing. They're so vague. It can apply to anybody.
So I did look up Virgo, and it doesn't even sound like this was a Virgo moment. It says kind, gentle, and supportive friends and lovers who use their incredible intellect and resourcefulness to problem solve. I don't know that she was problem solving in the best of ways.
She was throwing a tantrum is what she was doing.
Yeah. Interesting.
This next one is titled
Lover's,
Coffee
That
Shop.
Lover's comment is always kind of a little awkward. I'd make it as awkward as possible.
You could also test your compatibility if you believe in this stuff. I don't believe in it. I think it's so generic.
I wouldn't even be able to tell you what my wife is. She's May. End of May. What's that?
I know mine.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Coffee shop. On Saturday mornings, I study at a cafe. Dear John, I show up at open 8 a.m. and order food and sit for 2-3 hours. I stay by myself. I sit at a 2-person table because the counters are uncomfortable. Well, the other day at 9 a.m., I was working when a random person sat across from me. Didn't ask, just invaded my personal space. I ignored it. It was near the counter. She may have been waiting on food. As I looked up, her other friend was in line getting the order. When they got their food, they asked if I could move to the counter. Because her friend recently had back surgery and the counters were too uncomfortable. I said, no, they're uncomfortable for me too. They said, you're not eating anything. I explained I already had. It turned into a whole thing. They were asked to leave. When I got home, I recounted the story to my roommate. She said she was on their side, saying I was rude. And this person had a back issue. This is like not giving up a seat to a disabled person on public transit. Maybe this is bad of me, but I think people make up back issues to get things they want. John, whose side are you on?
You sat there. You've been sitting there for a couple hours, not bothering anyone. It's the first of all, the person that sat down across from you, awkward and weird.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to ask you to move... Oh, fine. If you want to ask the question, fine. But if somebody says, no, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of my schoolwork, my work, whatever it is, it's my Saturday morning, I'm not going to move, you have all the right to do that. I don't have a problem with you. That's what coffee shops are somewhat intended for. So I would have a problem with the roommate siding with the other side.
Yeah,
this is not the same thing as like a pregnant woman or a disabled person on a public train or a bus.
I don't think people make up back issues. Back issues are legitimate.
Go sit in your car.
Somebody who has one. But I agree with you, John. I'm not saying that this person should have moved. This person was there, had bought food, was doing work, which is what a coffee shop is there for.
They're a regular. They support the business every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that people
in
the wrong
are surprised that somebody actually sat down and, I mean, asking a question is fine, but I would never do that.
No, I wouldn't either. Seat's taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one.
Forrest Gump. This was Pads with Wings. Dear John, it was that time of the month, and the other day I asked my husband to pick me up something on his way home from work. I asked for Pads with Wings, and this man arrived with tampons and 24 boneless spicy garlic wings to split. Is he an idiot or the best?
Oh, he's an idiot. I mean, come on. When you said Pads with Wings, as the topic, I instantly went to, I have 4 women in the house. Mm-hmm. So I understand the difference between all of the different products. And that's what I instantly thought of. Yes. If he came back with tampons and wings, what kind?
Oh my gosh.
Garlic.
You guys, I finally connected it. I didn't even get the story.
Really?
I just thought he got tampons and like, oh, here's some food. Oh, but he got...
he thought the tampons...
Do you know how many times I've read this? Oh my gosh.
So
he
I
is
got
an idiot.
It before you
he
did. Yes.
At first I was like, well, you know what? Maybe he's just not that educated and he made a mistake by grabbing tampons instead of a pad. Oh my God.
Right.
But he took it as
well,
something completely different.
Well, they're all labeled extremely well.
They sure
they
are.
Even have pictures.
And typically
you
what I
see
do
the wings.
Is if I need something, I send a photo to Colin. Like, hey, well, you're at the store. Get me this. And I'll send a picture of whatever it is I need.
That is
and that makes
the best.
No confusion.
To, yes.
Oh yeah, this guy's an idiot. But also the best, I guess. At least he brought food.
This is a thing on TikTok. Like women are posting, like their man shows up, and some of them are probably fake, but with pads and an order
and
of
wings.
Wings.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So I'm curious as to why would that be the order? If it's that time of month, does wings help you feel better?
Apparently so.
It's supposed to be like sweet thing, like chocolate or something like that. Heather?
No, I know. I don't know why wings would be something that he would think that she'd want to eat, but apparently he just heard it wrong.
I'm not over the fact.
Side of blue cheese? Anyone?
Or ranch? What's the preference?
Extra chunky?
Gross. I said we wouldn't do this in a gross way. I'm still not over that you didn't get this. This was emailed to you the night before.
I read it all morning long. And I wasn't putting the... I thought he just
Even when
like,
I made
like,
comments when Jim told me the topic that the pads with wings that
well,
didn't...
I thought he... I didn't get the him. I thought he just chose food to bring. I didn't wasn't connecting oh, the spicy the, chicken, the, wings, the as
chicken
the,
wings as the wings
as
version.
The wings of pads with wings.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Maybe it's a new store.
He's a spicy garlic guy.
For all those having your moment, we sell pads with wings.
And that is Dear John. It's 97.1.